Hello again there, folks. So I thought I'd just do a quick video on the debate from not so much the not real one between Trump and Biden last week, but the comedy sketch with Jim Carrey as Biden and Alec Baldwin as Trump, which was on Saturday Night Live the other day, because I thought it actually revealed more about liberal America or the mass media in America than what the original debate did, to be honest. It was a replica of the debate. Yeah, and you got Jim Carrey on, and it, as Biden, but it wasn't just Jim. It wasn't just Jim Carrey as Biden. It was high octane energy Jim Carrey from the 1990s as Biden, and Alec Baldwin doing his impression of Trump, which is Trump is just this kind of zombie who just regurgitates Fox News talking points. Now, in the original debate, the real debate which happened, Biden had a had quite a. I agree with most of the assessment that other people have had, where the moderator was on Biden's side, and that Trump got Biden. He caught him out quite a lot, and the moderator had to come in and help him out. But where he did get Biden was on Biden on the hard left flank in America. So over the course of the last 5 or 6 months, we've had all kinds of riots and killings and deaths. And protests, cities going up in flames. We get all of these images of people being sort of surrounded by protesters in their cars, people being dragged out of their cars. And then if they try and get away, they end up ploughing into the protesters. So then they're called white supremacists. There's been somebody who'd defended his own business and shot somebody from Antifa or BLM or something, and then he was destroyed by the American system to the point where he committed his committed suicide. He took his own life because there was no way out. Either you let the mob loot and rob your bar, or you defend yourself, which they're allowed to do. But if you defend yourself, then you find that you're thrown to the wolves. At the level of the courts and the legal system and things like that. So all of this, I think a lot of people in America are aware of this. And Biden had a hard time getting out of that. He would not disavow his the hard left flank of the Democrat Party, of the liberal America now have this sort of cancerous tumor of this Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And I think it's beginning to get a lot of people, even maybe in the in, who aren't radicals in America. If you think of the average white mom, the soccer mom as they call them, she may be a bit liberal, but maybe it's a lot of these people are getting a bit skittish around some of this crazy stuff that's going on. And I think Trump pinned Biden down on that he again and again. And then you've also got the critical race theory stuff, which the moderator ridiculously rebranded as sensitivity training. So you take the sting out of the harsh and rather nasty sounding critical race theory, and then you just you, instead you'll just call it like sensitivity training to take the bite out. But nevertheless, these were the things which they struggled with in the debate, and so. What I thought was really interesting about the comedy sketch with Alec Baldwin and Jim Carrey is Biden. It wasn't just that Jim Carrey was like hyper energetic as Biden, which is the complete opposite. And whatever you think of Trump, like Alec Baldwin's impression of him is rubbish because Trump, you know, you can say that he's been a failure. That's a whole other discussion. But just as a bloke. He is quite funny. He is quite entertaining, and he's also fast on his feet. So, it, just at the basic level, the CNN sketch, mocking the debate, doing the debate again, is a complete inversion of reality. But I think something else went on, and it reminds me of when I was younger. A young man, I was actually a plasterer's mate for a while, with this older bloke. And I mixed up the plaster and I readied the walls and things for him. It's quite hard work mixing plaster with a stick. And anyway, the older fella who I would say I got a bit of pocket money, he was a bit of a cowboy. Like he wasn't very good at plastering. And he ended up where he would do the first coat of paint for free after the job, so that the people who are paying him, whoever's house it was or whatever, they would never get to see how terrible his plastering was. And so he would then put the paint over as fast as he could. And his little catchphrase was that that coat of paint hides a multitude of sins. And I think the Saturday Night Live comedy sketch is that. I think it was like a big lick of paint, and then further to hide the multitude of sins of the left in America, of liberal America, they're hiding their sins here. And then beyond that, I think what they were doing was forming and crafting an entirely new narrative for them to go into the election with, and then even beyond. And essentially what they did, Jim Carrey's sort of performance as Biden went back to an older archetype of the liberal America, which was basically he was just a boomer granddad. And so what they did, they forgot about the fact that he wouldn't disavow the extremist elements who are burning America down. It was just instead that he was just this kind of old age hippie, and crucially that his heart was in the right place. And so the narrative, which then went out to, say, middle class liberal America, because it's an important thing that me, certainly not me, and the people who watch this video aren't really the target audience of the American liberal media. It's for middle class white Americans. So they are actually crafting a new narrative for them, which is based around the idea that, Joe Biden and you, by extension, you may be a bit goofy, you may be a bit of a dork, you may forget your lines, but what matters in all of this as a liberal is that your heart is in the right place. So then all of a sudden they can kind of get out of all of the crazy murderous Antifa psychopaths and weirdos who are doing all of these terrible things, because they can say, well, they're just trying to make the world a better place as well. Because at the end of the day, it all comes down to this. And Jim Carrey, on the comedy sketch, he actually did all of his points, every single one of his points played into this. Whereas Trump, of course, was just this like sort of stupid, racist, lowbrow. And what Jim Carrey did was even had a bit where he put on a meditation. So he got this meditation music, which was actually Harry Styles. And this is what sort of calmed him down, where he was in danger of losing his temper, but really, you know, he was just like this boomer granddad whose heart was in the right place. He just wanted to do what's right. And so all of a sudden you see this new narrative and this whole new reframing, because this is how it should have went out in the original debate, and it didn't. So what they've done is just remake it. So the original real debate, where Trump debated Biden, this is what Biden should have came across as. He should have came across as this kind of well-meaning, open-hearted old fart who may be a bit dopey and past his best, but he means well. And for all of liberal America as well, what it's saying to them is that, yeah, you may feel a little bit uncomfortable about what you see in Portland. You may not exactly like the swarming around somebody who's out for a drive and dragging them out of a car and beating them half to death in the street. This may make you uncomfortable, but just remember, it comes from a good place. We are all good people here, and it may go wrong sometimes, but by and large, it's all for the best. We mean well. You mean well. Just stick with the program. And here we are. We've redone it again. We've remade the debate how it fits us. So what you see is that they're going back to the, if you remember, the Mott and the Bailey, where the Bailey is the extremist position. So that Portland is the extremist position, abolish the police is the extremist position. Now, what the mass media and Saturday Night Live are doing to liberal America is bringing them back into the Mott and saying, yeah, it may get a little bit leery out there, but it always comes from a good place. It's all well-meaning. It's all great. So in a way, their sins are painted over. The sins are, they get out of it. This new framing, this new narrative, completely whitewashes what's been going on. And what I thought was particularly like amazing was that Jim Carrey, at the end, he pulled out a remote control and like literally paused Trump, and then he appealed to like America, to liberal America, as if, and he said, if we could just shut him up with a remote control, if we could just pause him and shut him up, which I thought was kind of ironic, because Trump support is mainly on the internet, or at least it was before it got purged, but which he did nothing to stop. But really, for like liberal America, they are the ones who are still sitting there with a remote control, just having all of these, all of this brainwashing, all of this manipulation of how they're thinking wash over them. Trump supporters are using a touchpad or a mouse or an iPhone. It's the sort of the mainstream. This is the heart of the mainstream. And you can see how they are actually programming liberal America, how they're giving them a positive narrative to kind of understand and conceptualize the current situation, which means they don't actually have to worry about the extremist wing of it all, because your heart is in the right place. And yet it's the mass media. Maybe it was some sort of meta irony or something like that, but this isn't actually, you know, pulling out a remote control. And if anything is toxic, if anything needs to be switched off with a remote control, it's the mass media itself, you know. But the average soccer mom can then think, yeah, those people out there, those people who are burning down America to one degree or another, their heart is in the right place. This is how I have to think about this. Saturday Night Live and Jim Carrey told me how to think about it. It's all coming from a good place. It may get a little bit out of hand sometimes. It may even lead to some violence, though let's be honest, we can always blame that on guns and MAGA. But yeah, it's all okay. I'm okay. We mean well. So it's this older archetype in the mot of the not Antifa or Black Lives Matter anymore, but the dude. It's the Big Lebowski. It's the boomer hippie who means well. And then that's a much more comfortable position for them to sit in. So see, it's Saturday Night Live are saying, don't get worried. It's okay. We've got this. You mean well. You're a good person. And of course, don't forget though, it's people in America's flyover country. It's all those white working class rednecks who are being manipulated by the media, because it's not liberal America. Liberal Americans aren't going to be manipulated by this. They're the clever ones. They're the ones who've got education. They can see through all of this. So thanks for listening, folks, and I'll catch you later.